And I believe this has already been offered into evidence.
Yes.
If so, if we could please publish to the jury. Thank you. Mr. Depp, what's reflected in these photographs?
There were some scratches. Another altercation, and there were some misherded come at me with her nails or hand scratching at me.
And who took these photographs of you?
Once again, I believe this was Mr. Pett, Sean Pett.
And when were these photographs taken?
Seems to be Christmas, or 10 days before Christmas, the 15th of December 2015.
Mr. Depp, do you remember what led to you having these scratches on your face?
This was yet again another confrontation where as was my regular practice, there had been an altercation. She was she had some rage issue with me, and I remember that I was trying to go to my corner, as it were, which is I was going into my office in penthouse 3, which is upstairs, and as I was approaching the door to my office, Miss Hurd ran out of the master bedroom or bedroom and started just throwing wild punches at me, at the back of my head, at the side of my head, at my anything that she could connect with, and I had to I would have to show you sort of the how I tried to avoid the attack.
Please
if it's
do.
If it's all right,
yes, yes, sir.
If I'm walking this way to the door of my office, in the bedroom door is where you are. I'd walked across the mezzanine there, and as I'm approaching the door, suddenly I'm just getting clobbered from behind, and one's natural primal instinct is to kind of duck and cover. So I ducked and covered, but they didn't stop. So I came up this like this, sort of protecting my face, but at the same time, with their arms swinging wildly, I put my arms up and I was able to get her into a bear hug or something, just to stop her from hitting me anymore. And while holding her in that position, she was still trying to, you know, she had her legs, she could kick, she could, you know, she could knee me. So she was still jump, you know, kind of very angry, very animated. And yeah, it was unpleasant.
What happened at the end of that situation?
Because of the grabbing of the arms and holding them to her side so that I didn't receive any more blows. And she was still fighting. I believe there was some kind of contact with our heads, our foreheads, as would happen if you're trying to calm someone like that. And then that was when she accused me of headbutting her, of giving her a headbutt and breaking her nose. But there was no blood. I didn't hit her nose. If there was anything at all, it was a bump of well, I'm trying to restrain her. She's trying to get out of it. There's going to be some contact here and there, accidental contact, but not a headbutt.
How did you escape this altercation?
After she'd made the remark about the fact that I headbutted her, which was just impossible, she split. She huffed off. I let her go. She huffed away, and she was gone for about 7 or 8 minutes. And then when she came back, I was in the bedroom of Penthouse 3, our bedroom. And she came back about 7 or 8 minutes later. And she had a Kleenex or a tissue to her nose. And she pulled it away from her nose and she showed it to me. And there was red. There was indeed like red color on the tissue. But me, I know that there was no connection to her nose. No part of my body made connection to her nose or eyes or anything like that. So she said, she took it away and she showed it to me. She said, "Way to go, Johnny, you broke my nose. You broke my nose." And I knew I hadn't, so I said, you go into sort of placation mode, which is, "Oh my God, let me see, are you okay? What happened? Let me see." And she wouldn't let me see anything. And so I just tried to calm the situation as best I could. All the while, I was waiting for her to dispense with that Kleenex because I didn't trust it. And so I waited. And when she dropped it into the wastebasket in her bathroom, or in our bathroom, and left the room, went somewhere downstairs, I think, I don't know. And then I pulled the Kleenex out of the trash bin. And I inspected it pretty closely and realized that it was nail polish. It was nail varnish or polish.
Mr. Depp, shortly after December 15th, 2015, where did you and Ms. Heard go for the holidays?
It had been planned for a while that we would be going to the island. And we would be going to the island with my kids, Lily Rose and Jack, and Lily Rose's boyfriend at the time. There's a friend of Amber's called Alice Temperley, I believe her name is. and her boyfriend, Greg Williams, who's a very well-known photographer, and both very nice people, and their kids were going to, she told me they were going to be coming to the island, and I thought, okay, great. And so, yeah, that's where we went for the holidays.
And what happened on the island in December 2015?
Many things.
Was there any violence by Ms. Hurd against you?
Oh, yes, there were a couple of incidents that were, again, just each time one of these incidents would occur, it seemed to get worse and worse. That is to say, as opposed to fists or anything like that, I'd set up on the back porch of the house. I'd set up an area with an easel and oil paints and a can of mineral spirits, linseed oil, brushes, everything so that she wanted to paint. So I had set it up for, and again, I remember I was sitting at the table where most of the paint brushes and the can and all that stuff was. And the argument, again, escalated, and she simply reached down and grabbed the can of mineral spirits and chucked it at my face. She threw it at my face, and it struck me right at the bridge of the nose, sort of the forehead bridge of the nose area. And it hurt.
Who else was around when this happened?
Well, thankfully, my children and Lily Rose's boyfriend were over towards the cafe. At that point, I didn't know that anyone else had was around or had witnessed anything. I thought it was just Amber and I, but apparently there are four staff who work on the island.
I don't think it's hearsay. I don't think any statements yet. You can go ahead and continue your answer, sir.
Okay.
Sorry, the staff that work on your island, Mr. Depp.
Yeah. So there are indeed four staff who work on the island and live there all year round, who take care of everything. And two of them happened to be in that area and witnessed the violence.
I'll sustain as to. Unless you can lay a foundation, how he would know
certainly.
That if it was not hearsay.
Mr. Depp, how do you know that these staff members witnessed part of this altercation?
These people, as I said, they're staff on the island, though I consider them family and very dear to me. And I believe it is mutual. I've known them a very long time. They were visibly shaken by what they'd witnessed.
Objection.
Again, if you can lay foundation, if he saw them there, or if this is something.
Mr. Depp, did you see any of these individuals shortly after you had this altercation with Ms. Hurd?
No, that's not the proper. Did he see them? Are they actually there? If he didn't, if it was something they told him, then it's hearsay.
Mr. Depp, did you see any of your staff members at the house when you and Ms. Hurd had that altercation?
Once Ms. Hurd had stormed off, I sort of sat there dazed and confused for a few minutes, and then I walked around the house, and I saw Tara and...
That's fine. Okay, I'll sustain the objection. We'll move on.
You mentioned Tara. Who's Tara?
Tara's the manager of the island.
Mr. Depp, I'd like to discuss April 2016 now. When is Ms. Hurd's birthday?
22nd of April.
And in 2016...